Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Let's go! I'm ready!
Let's go, Fury! Huey, that is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here for another live, immediate reaction and live fight chat for Khabrat Poulev versus Huey Fury and Sofia Borgheria. This was supposed to be Gerald Big Baby Miller, or as Rafi likes to call him, Big Belly Miller, but he didn't want to come to Sofia, so we will be in Sofia via ESPN+. Shout out to the $5 a month app. We get this great production from a jam-packed house for what I'm looking, expecting to be a pretty good matchup. I'll say right off the bat, I put some money on Huey by decision and by knockout. I believe Poulev is 13 years his senior, what the telecast just said. We're going to hope that age advantage plays its advantage for Fury. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. So once again, if you're just joining us on the live stream, hit that thumbs up button as it helps with the visibility of the show. Let's me and my co-hosts know that you enjoy these live, immediate reaction fight chats. And let's get this thing started with none other than the right person for the job, since we're dealing with Eastern Europeans.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce. You can all have
it, company,
Brazil, whoever else is in America too. All
of it. Welcome back, everybody. We've got the two fighters in the ring. They've done their ring walks. Slightly strange one, you know, for most of us watching the Poulev, the ring walk, the national dance or whatever it is, and music. But they're in the ring. I think it could be a good fight. And shout out to Channel 5, completely free in the UK. Nice bit of free TV. So I'll be interested if numbers come out for this, because free TV catches a good audience. So yeah, let's get going. I can't wait to see it. I think Fury is possibly going to do this. Possibly knockout. I think I said earlier when Ned done the Daniel Jacobs betting line show. So we can see how Nestradamus is going to win some money or not.
Well, both men are still in the ring. Right now, we're just getting the statistics. 22 fights for Huey Fury, 21 of those won, 11 coming by way of knockout, one loss coming to Joseph Parker. We're still waiting for the particulars. But I don't know if you know, Rob, he chose the Mel Gibson Braveheart angle for this fight. He walked out to the music. There is posters of his face painted a la Braveheart. I don't know. Did it reach you, not only for you to watch it, but like, did it reach you emotionally? Who is he trying to hit with those graphics? Do you think it was just something for him himself?
It's just that... like the Celtic sort of Irish sort of background, I think. He looks like he's wearing, I don't know if they're like rosary beads, but like a Celtic crucifix around his neck at the moment. I've been looking forward to this. I don't know how much it's reached everybody, but like I say, it's here on free TV, the same channel that, the big reality TV show Big Brother's on. So people, whether they're tuning in for that, they've been seeing advertisements for this on Channel 5 here. So, it might grab some eyeballs over here, but I'm really looking forward to this. I think Poulev looks in mean mood. He looks quite a, serious character right now, and in front of what looks physically, a very.
He looks good. Physically, I said, uh-oh, are they doing any testing? I mean, this is IBF. This is not WBC, the does Vada, that catches everybody. I mean, you're looking at Pulev, and like I said, he's 13 years older than Fury, and you know, you see a six-pack, you know? You see the V in the weigh-in. You see the V on his waistline. It's like, how the fuck are you doing this? I'm not saying he's not able to. Just saying, how the fuck are you doing this? Meanwhile, Fury's 13, 15 years younger, and he's got like that, you know, that regular dad bod.
Yeah, I can take care.
But here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Being called to the center, Rob. I mean, you got your last chances to change your picks. I mean, mine's a set in stone. I put the cash down. I laid it down. I'm hoping Huey Fury, whose back looks a lot better than in the past. Remember he said that, you know, they got the right medication now, and not having the right medication used to wear him down in training. We've seen him look better in his last fight versus Sexton. Let's see, man. Let's see. Huey, bring us some money home.
For me, I think this could be, you know, this is going to be a hostile crowd. You know, the judges are there away in Bulgaria. Maybe one of the reasons Big Baby didn't want to go over. So whether Fury has to get a knockout here, we'll have to wait and see. But
already Fury landed a double jab. And this is what I told you when I was doing the Jacobs show. You know, Pulev likes to just dangle his arms in front, kind of use them as a range finder, pawing with the jab, never really extending. Fury already landing 1-2s, feeling very confident. You see the herky-jerky nature of his cousin Tyson, but I'm more confident in my pick. This guy's already in control.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind you, but not too much. Yeah, you know, just sort of pouring that awkward sort of jab out, and then, you know, as and when he just, you know, looks as if he's going to throw that right hand. But
oh my God, he's super confident. Hands both down at his side, just dangling, talking to him, looking at him. Oh my man. Oh no, no. I'm telling you, I knew it. I should have put more. Pulev is just going to be baffled. He's too flat-footed. He's too old. I just want Huey to batter him for the first six so that he can get the stoppage in late.
Yeah, I mean, Pulev hasn't really done anything of yet.
He's barely letting the hands go. He's just there following Fury around, getting, you know, tagged with jabs and partially blocked right hands.
He's following him, but he's not really coming forward, right? He's just holding the center of the ring. He's not doing it, and it's Fury on his feet, trying to like maybe lure him in, but he's not really committing, Pulev. And people who maybe saw the Sexton knockout, Huey on the back foot, he just drug him, you know, pulled him into the corner.
Oh, two jabs land by Pulev, and this is because Huey has his hands down. I'm telling you, he could still win this fight with his hands up and do what he's doing, but he's feeling good. He's feeling confident. He's got them both down by his sides. Not sure why, but they're there.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of his style. He's, you know, it's that Fury, you know, just you're not sure what, you know, what's sort of happening. Now, maybe it's a little bit bamboozling to start with, but I think if Pulev does manage to settle into this, it will make it more interesting. But at the moment, like you say, Fury seems to be the more active. And yeah, Pulev seems a little gun shy at the moment. But it is the first round, right?
I mean, it is the first round, but it's a round in the bank for Huey so far. We got 30 seconds left. Unless Pulev can land something nice, we got ourselves a Huey Fury round.
Yeah, you'd think something a little flashy from Pulev at the end of this round and the crowd gets up. It could maybe...
Well, luckily for me, I have my volume turned down. So, you know.
Yeah,
I won't be able to be influenced by the crowd, which I'm sure is going to influence the judges. Let's just hope that we could get a fair decision here. Pulev is starting to inch a little closer. Oh, fuck. Fury landed his own 1-2, but then Pulev landed a better 1-2 towards the end, sending Fury into the ropes. Referee jumps in the middle. Yeah, you know, his right hand looked harder. Like I said, he fell into the ropes. They got the AJ, you know, commercial on right now, paraphernalia here. What's going on with that?
ESPN pushing AJ, right?
Nah, these are UK commercials, no? Or, you know, foreign commercials.
I don't know what we're getting. I don't know what you guys get to see, obviously.
What are you getting to see right now?
Yeah, I'm on commercials, but I didn't know whether they do it slightly differently.
Under Armour. I think it was an Under Armour commercial.
Oh, potentially then. I've currently got a Ladbrokes one, but I am a little bit behind you, so I'll let you know if it's the same. But
I doubt it, because now I got a Honda commercial. I'm pretty sure you guys don't even get Hondas over there like that, right?
No, you're not exclusive to Hondas over there.
I'm just saying, it's not the car of choice. You guys are like Europeans, like BMWs. I was over there, and all I seen was beautiful cars.
We're
back in the second round. Huey Fury, come on, baby. You just gave up that first round. Oh, and Pulev lands another solid jab. You know what I am noticing, Rob? Pulev's punches seem to have better effect, and now he's on his toes. He's a little warmed up now, and Fury's changed up his style. Now he's a little bit more flat-footed than he was in the first round.
Yeah, I'm not sure I gave that round to Pulev. I thought Fury maybe did enough, but it was close. It was real close either way. I'm not going to argue. But yeah, I can see this is potentially going to warm up fairly quickly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, Pulev seems a little bit more active. He's sort of jumping around a little.
Yeah, I think he felt the power and he's not, you know, he's not afraid anymore. He's starting to close the distance.
Yeah.
Not that he's doing it any better, because he is eating jabs, but it's like I'm saying, I don't think he respects the power.
Yeah, I think that's sometimes noticeable. As soon as you see there's been an exchange and then suddenly like a little change in what the one guy feels, and you think, yeah, maybe he doesn't respect it. But I wouldn't say Fury landed cleanly for him to necessarily feel the power exactly. But
Fury, I need him to land killing. I need him to, there you go, baby. Let that right hand go, because Pulev is starting to come in more and more, and we're starting to see more clinches from Fury because of Pulev, you know, basically cutting that distance. So he needs to get some respect, land that right. There you go. Through two of them, neither landed, but at least he's letting Pulev know, hey, I'm going to let, there you go, another one. All right, now he's saying, and he switches the southpaw back to orthodox, keeping Pulev on the outs. Pulev, damn, Pulev hit him with another jab, right? That jab landed.
Yeah. I'm not really sure the difference reaches.
He's got his range. He's got a good range with that jab, Pulev Dove. He's been able to land it well, and it's okay. Oh, that was really ugly, Huey, but he tripled up on the jab, and then he threw some sort of Ferris wheel right hand, but it kind of landed on the top, partially blocked. But again, Pulev inching in, just with the herky jerkiness. He doesn't even have, ooh, good body shot by Pulev in the clinch.
Definitely more active in this second round than the first. Pulev just seemed to just walk around in a circle on the spot. He didn't, but he's a lot more.
Fury's range is so off with that right hand. He's like falling in with the right. They're hitting each other behind the head. Come on, guys. Let's get this shit going. Fuck. Yeah. I thought he was going to stay behind the jab and let a couple of 1-2s go. You know, when he throws the right hand, he's falling over. He's taking a step forward, which is, you know, having him finish right in the arms of Pulev, and you know, finishing in a clinch.
Yeah, this.
Oh, another jab. Yo, that jab is starting. Look, he fucked his whole haircut up now. Look at his hair. Yo, that jab gave him a mohawk. I told you, man, that Pulev jab is hard, bro. Fuck. Look at his hair. Somebody get the brush, man. Comb his shit back down.
Yeah, a little bit of Vaseline, and then
oh, look at this, look at that blonde chick, boo, she was booing titties halfway loud. Remind me of the UK chick that took a picture with Tyson Fury, blonde girl, remember? She's all like, let me get a picture, that whole boob sticking.
That was at the LA. Oh, that was funny. Yeah, is she a UK girl? I don't know, but yeah.
Oh, I just assumed she looked, you know,
I don't know who it was, but he said, that's a great picture and everything, but your nipples are out. Yeah. Fury, what the?
Fury just smiling like, yeah, man.
Hello.
So what, we're going into round three now. Let's check what the chat's got it. How you guys got it so far, man? I got it 1-1. I got it 1-1. Fury one round, and I got your boy Pulev from Bulgaria one round. What do you guys see it?
I see a nasty cut over Huey Fury's left eye.
Dude, it's the right eye, and it was in the promo. He had his eye cut in the promo, so it wouldn't surprise me if he's cut. You know, this is unfair. This is unfair because we didn't see that promo till today. And, you know, we bet money, man. This is what I'm saying about this shit. It's unfair, bro. But OTKP says that Fury looks out of shape.
Yeah. I know, it's always awkward.
Wow, Travis Fearson has it 2-0 Fury. Nathan has 2-0 Pulev.
I'd maybe go 1-1. I'm
yeah, I think 1-1. I think if I have to have a gun in my head, I'll give Fury the first round and Pulev definitely the second round. And yep. We're in the third round and we missed a couple of seconds. Pulev, yep. Wow, Fury landed a good right hand to the body, but damn, fuck, man. Pulev just landed a right hand that caused his eye to bleed, and they showed a picture, a shot of Fury's girlfriend, and she had her face covered in the whole, oh, my God. Oh, good body work by Fury. Here we go, baby. That's right. Take it to the old man. I mean, he's a little wild, but that was a good right hand to the body.
Yeah, I think this is, oh God, there's people in the crowd look like they're going to cry and shit. I don't know.
Man, they're emotional at this fight.
But yeah, this could get scrappy, and that eye is a bit of a concern for me now.
Yeah, now that eye, shit, man.
That looks quite nasty.
And you know, Fury's not doing enough. I mean, I thought he was the younger fighter. Whoa, Fury, you're going to get a point taken from him. On the break, he just kind of like pushed Pulev with his fists. Not a good look. Hands still down by Fury. Letting wild right hands go, backing Pulev up, but nothing clean landing, you know. And to OTKP's credit, I don't know, man. I don't know if he's got the stamina, because like he's posturing, but he's not really letting those hands go. You know, he's the younger guy. He should be racking up points. He should be letting his hands go and getting points. He's on foreign soil. I mean, you know, he cannot think he's gonna win as a counterpuncher.
I don't know. You know, it's like make and miss. You know, the waist movement, the dipping back, and all the, you know, make and miss and try and make and pay. But that eye, I don't know. I've seen Fury start throwing his hands a little bit.
Oh fuck! Pulev land another jab right on that eye. Oh, Fury with a chopping right and a straight right, but they're partially blocked. It's really wild. Really wild. And that eye is just getting worse. Pulev doing some damage to the body. But he's starting to breathe heavy, Pulev is, Fury. Come on, baby. Suck it up.
Yeah, I think he might want to start.
He's got to fight hard, bro. You got to get out of the shadow of Tyson Fury. Show that you're your own man. You know, show that your dad's an official trainer. Come on, bro. Step it up.
Yeah,
this fight is for the taking too, bro. I'm not impressed with Pulev.
I think Fury knows about this eye quite a lot, and he's sort of throwing not desperation, but he's throwing some crazy wide shots at times. And I don't know if that eye is a concern in that. So we're gonna have to see how this pans out. But yeah, I think he's. I don't know. It's gonna be scrappy. I think this one, because they're both doing little shit in the clinches, like little taps on the head, and I don't know, this could be a scrappy one,
man. I'm upset. I put money on Fury both ways, by decision, by you know,
knockout.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't know, we'll have to see. I think Fury maybe needs to go to the body a little bit. Try and take the wind out of the older guy, and then
he's been going to the body, but it's just like not enough. He's I wish we had punch stats. Like, how many punches is he letting go per round? It's definitely under the 30s.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavyweight, so I suppose it's not going to be, you know, real high, but I think that this corner looks a little bit definitely working on that eye. And but yeah, Pulev looks a little bit like he's already breathing a bit.
He is. He's breathing heavy. It's up to Fury to capitalize, but I don't know.
This younger guy needs to take the old man a bit longer, I think, so he didn't hit that body.
They got a lot of good-looking women in fucking Sofia Bulgaria in the stands here, I tell you that. Maybe Fury's trying to take him late, but whoa. Pulev is bringing it on. And a lot of hits behind the head, man. You know, isn't that an experienced ref? I think that... Is that? Let me see. I can't see his face. He's got his back turned to me at the moment, but got to get control of Pulev with these. Oh, come on, Huey. Almost caught him with the left hook. Good body shot with the right hand. Pulev again with these little sneaky punches in the clinch, little cheater. See, this guy doesn't really got a good move. Oh my God, he has the range down pack or the timing. He just killing Fury with this fucking jab, and it's like a battering ram. Has his face all bloody.
The referee is Albert Earl Brown.
And he's stepping in. No, that's definitely not the referee I thought it was. Oh, head clash. Fury tried to land that right hand. Fuck.
Yeah, this is going to be
not what I expected. I'm telling you. It's not what I expect. I thought Fury would be a little more accurate than this. He's not as accurate. You know, he's not getting the respect of Pulev. It's a real ugly fight, too, man. They're clinching. I mean, damn, poor Fury looks like shit, too. This doesn't look good for the judges. Like, in the judges' eyes, he's getting beat up. Hair looking all displaced, eyes all bloody.
So have you got it 2-1 Pulev at the moment?
Yeah, I gave him the last round. And he can steal this round.
I think this
guy. He's fucking, whoa, what's up with this ref? Like, I mean, Pulev's basically bending this guy's neck into his crotch, man.
Yeah, this is gonna turn into a war for real.
Yeah, it might turn into a little more than that. I'm telling you, don't be surprised somebody jump in the ring from the corner when they get fed up with all this lack of repercussions or you know, this judge isn't really doing enough, I think.
Yeah, this is gonna be scrappy for as long as it lasts.
I mean ref.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Huey's posture is not good either, man. He's all against the ropes. He's looking a bit winded, and he's not landing anything accurate. The ref almost got hit. See what I'm saying? They need to take control. These guys are hitting each other on the clinch. Here we go with more clinching. This is horrible, bro.
He's just trying to find that little opening. He's trying to lure him in, but it's just not happening at the moment.
Donald Banks on a super chat. Ness, you finna lose your money. Fury too hesitant to me. You're absolutely right. He looks hesitant. I have no clue what's going on. He's faster than Pulev. That's obvious. I don't know why he's like waiting on Pulev. He could be fighting on the front foot, jabbing, tripling the jab and moving, and instead he's jabbing on the back foot, letting Fury just lunge in with the jab. And he's stepping with his jab, Fury is. So it's actually fucking working quite well. He's got his face all battered up as it is. I don't know what's Huey doing over there. I don't know what Peter's telling him. But they need to think about this because what are we coming into? The fifth round now, Rob?
Yeah. How did you score that one?
I think that's a Pulev. I think like maybe the judges, I'm being influenced by the blood and the posture. You know, Pulev is the one making the fight. Fury's the one consistently ducking his head and clinching whenever Pulev's come forward. Instead of stepping to the side, maybe throwing a left hook or something, you know, pivoting away, he's just standing back and waiting for impact, you know, to then clinch. It's like fucking whack. I don't want to see no clinch fest.
Yeah, so the TBV card at the moment is 3-1 Pulev.
Fucking, which sucks because I picked Fury with dough on it. Let's get there, baby. Damn, look, he just tried the uppercut. He missed. It's like, he's not on today, bro.
Yeah.
Hopefully he warms up for the second half. See, he keeps doing this Bernard Hopkins jab clinch shit, bro. He's not going to win the fight like that.
No, not at the moment.
He landed that right hand, caught Pulev in, but it didn't really do enough. Pulev took that well, but he caught him on the way in. He can try the uppercut, man. He keeps trying the right hand. It's going over fucking Pulev's head. Try the uppercut. Or you see how he's holding Pulev back with the jab, really not using it, just posturing. Hook off of that shit, man. Like, damn, this guy's got nothing. He's just waiting. He's using the left hand to line him up. And allowing, you know, using it as like some sort of joust. And then if Pulev gets around, he throws a right hand, which barely lands because it's going. Ooh, Pulev landed a good uppercut on the inside. Now Fury's not even moving, Rob. That's it. This guy's tired. He's not even moving. He's waiting on against the ropes. Fuck. Yeah,
he's trying to lure him in, trying to commit him. And look, this is exactly where.
Why he's not throwing the fucking uppercut? Look at him. Back turned and everything.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's just trying to replicate the Sexton knockout when he just stayed in the corner and Sexton committed. And
yo, though, but he's got to try to uppercut. Keeps trying to right hand. Pulev is shorter. He's coming in under it. What the fuck? What can he tell?
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe different level, but like Povetkin and Joshua, when you know, it's that shorter guy can get in close. You were saying
this guy is running out of things to do. Look, all he can do is try to hold him back with the left hand and let one punch at a time go with the right. Jesus Christ.
We've got to wonder if Big Baby Miller's tuned in, wondering whether he thinks he maybe should have been there.
Bro, I don't know, man. But Fury's, look, now he switches to southpaw and gets punched in the face. Now he's back to orthodox. Oh, man, bro. And Pulev's so crafty. You see how he used the fucking tape of the glove, rubbed it against the eye right there in the clinch?
Old school.
Old school fucker. If Fury would just use the right hand, look, right over the top again, he missed. It's like, what the fuck, bro? Use it as an uppercut. What is so, oh my God, man. That's another Pulev round. That's definitely a Pulev round. I mean, the only thing I seen Fury land was that one right hand. Fucking hell, bro.
Yeah, man, 4-1. You're going to need that.
That knockout I put up money on, you know what I'm saying? Jesus.
But at the moment,
so bad, bro.
Yeah, I don't see it right now. But yeah, this is going to be an ugly fight to continue watching. But, you know, we get it sometimes.
Not understanding. Look at that. Pulev catching him with little short shit on the inside. Fury's a one-hand wonder, bro. Right hand is all he got. Look, he's just getting clobbered. Look. The jabs, the left hooks, everything landed because he's only got one hand, bro. And at least if you're going to have one hand, fucking use your left one to block instead of extending it. Oh, man, I did not. He didn't look. You know, what does this say about Joseph Parker then, right?
Yeah.
Wow, because Jesus, man, Fury didn't look like this.
I don't know. He's just trying to make.
He looks amateurish, though. He looks amateurish. I mean, this is the heavyweight division. Like, really, do you think he's going to be Big Baby? Do you think he's going to be Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder? Like, who does he beat if he's struggling right now with Pulev?
Yeah.
Pulev is mad basic. I thought this was a fucking gimme for Huey, bro. The biggest thing I thought he was going to have to, you know, go up against was being on foreign territory and you know, probably getting robbed. But he's losing because he can't beat him. Like, Pulev just landed three jabs to the body.
Yeah, I mean, the shots that Fury's throwing, they're crazy wide, like arm punches there.
He's, dude, amateurish. His right hand is not accurate. It's wild. It's sloppy. He has no left hand. He has absolutely no left hand. I thought he had a jab. He's not using it. He hasn't shown a left hook. I have no clue what's going on right now. I swear, I hope that he lands the right hand because I got money on the knockout. So I hope he does land his right hand. But it's telegraphed. Like, Pulev knows. You're extending the left. See? Like, how doesn't he see that, bro? What the fuck? Where's Peter Fury at, man? I'm furious right now. This is bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can win a fight without a jab, you know? That is a basic fundamental.
He's abandoned the jab maybe 4 rounds ago, bro. Like, since the first round, we haven't seen the jab.
One round, you know, unless something's happened to his left arm, I don't know, but Jesus.
He's abandoned movement. Like, now he's just a target. I thought Pulev would be the target. I thought Pulev was the flat foot fighter. This guy has more movement. He showed us that in plenty of his fights, especially the Parker fight. But this is crazy. Look, everything that fucking Pulev throws with the left hand lands. Why? Because Fury he can't keep his left hand up to use it to block, and he's using it as some sort of fencing or jousting mechanism that isn't working. Now, I don't know. He almost gave me a shade of a shoulder roll there. I almost got scared. I know you've seen it. You took a big gulp. I said, what the fuck was he about to do? He better not try a shoulder roll. I took the biggest gulp. Oh, Lord. I'm glad I only put $15 on poor Fury, bro. Oh, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Uppercut, baby. The uppy is there for this motherfucker. He just don't see it. He's still trying to go with the overhand right. He needs to come under with that shit all day. He can lean back the way he's doing and land that fucking uppercut. Pulev is not going to see that shit.
Yeah, this is crazy, scrappy, horrible.
Overhand right again. This guy, bro. Oh, my God. I don't want to call it, but he's it rhymes with
You know, I thought, you know, the Furies.
We are Spartans!
Better bring that Spartan spirit out, because...
Yeah, man, somebody need to get Tyson on the phone.
You bum!
And let him give a motivational speech.
I'm sure he right now is.
OMG, I am so excited.
I don't think he is right now.
Listen, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy these live fight chats. You like our live commentary. And if you want us to head on over to the training camp of Luis Ortiz, who's going to be holding camp in Miami for Travis Kaufman, and Carlos Negron, who's going to be taking on Dominic Brazil on the Lions Only December 22nd card, head on over to Patreon.com and join the movement as your patronage allows us to get down there. It would be awesome to have Rob take a week off and come out here and get some work in, or me take a week off and go up there, get some work in with him, and he take a week off out there and show him how it's done in the UK. I'm telling you, if I lived in the UK for 6 months, it'd be takeover.
The takeover.
It'd be, you know how Eddie Hearn says the U.S. takeover would be the fucking UK takeover. Come on, Fury. Let's do it, baby. What the fuck?
I don't know. There might be
You know, when the fight first started, Rob, I seen Fury and I said, damn, Wilder should get Fury to spar, you know, because he had the, in the beginning, he had the Tyson Fury look, the lateral movement. All that's gone. The first round was his best round. I don't know what's going on. I can't wait for the post-fight press conference. What's he going to say? His arms broke?
I don't know. He's just...
Shoulders dislocated. What's up, man?
He popped a couple of jabs there at this one, but...
But he still clinched right away.
Yeah. There's not much on them at the moment. I don't know. I think he's just waiting for that little opening, that shot, and Pulev walk coming in, and he's going to try and slip it and land a counter or something. But like you say, I think he looks mad tired at the moment.
Oh, my God. He looks bad, too. The cut. I like him. Again, I put money on him. I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, bro, this guy's got balls. He's going all the way over there. And you know, in the Parker fight, Sexton fight, I thought I seen boxing ability. And I just don't know what's going on right now, bro. Don't know what's going on. And his back is not inflamed or anything. It's not all fucking pink red the way it normally is. So you know that the medication that he's using now, like he said, is a lot better. So I don't even see why he's having stamina issues, bro. Like, that was the excuse before. It was like, oh, the medication is fucking me up. Now you got the right medication and you're like not moving. You're the boxer, man. There's no reason Pulev should be clinching this guy. He should be on his toes, man. Popping the jab, landing the right.
Big swinging right arm from Fury, but nothing's landing. Nothing's
happening. Seventh round, bro. And let me tell you something. Pulev does not look tired, okay?
No, he looks all right.
Good right hand to the body by Pulev. Fuck, bro. You think Fury gets stopped?
I don't know about stops. I don't think.
I mean, bro, he's slowing down more and more. Pulev is landing more and more, you know, doing more and more work on the clinch because they keep clinching. I don't know, man. Oh, look at that fucking left hook. You see what I'm saying? Bro, he might stop this dude. Like, he's tired. He could barely defend. The left hand's down. All this next is the right hand. And the right hand's barely up. That's how he got caught with the leaping left hook. Damn it, bro. Bullshit. I feel like checking what was the betting line. What was Pulev and shit? How'd I fucking fall for this shit?
No. I thought Fury would be more accurate. He'd be...
I know. He looks like a complete amateur, bro. And I'm not trying to be, like, harsh. I don't get it. You seen that last right hand he just threw?
Yeah.
It's like he's throwing a baseball. He's not fucking swinging a punch. What the hell, bro? Damn, man.
So it looks like at the moment...
Yeah, somebody said Pulev looks fucking great. Give him his props, Ness. I mean, great, bro. He looks basic. He just is... I don't know, man. I think Fury, you know, is shitting the bed, bro. He could have been way more accurate, and Pulev won't look like this. Pulev is coming in on a straight line. He's not doing anything fancy.
No, I'm not like, oh my God, what a performance from Pulev. It's just this scrappy fight, and he's getting the better of it.
Yeah, He's more of a vet. I mean, he's a veteran, bro. Like, he's landing these the right punches on the clinch too. He's doing way better work on the clinch, which is tiring Fury. You know how many body shots, the right hands he's landed to Fury's body, bro? Fury's clowning, man. Fucking clowning. You better step it up, man. We got fucking four rounds to go.
Like the punch right in the middle of the spine when they had him in the corner. And then he's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. But it looks like we're going to get Joshua Pulev. You know, it was called off once and we got the Takam fight, but it looks like we might get it in the end.
Might not get it. Pulev rarely fights. Like, this is what he does. Oh, yeah, Fury! Fuck yeah! Yo, uppercut, man! Look at this. Yo, windmill Fury. Windmill fucking Fury.
My shit froze
up. Uppercut!
I'm coming.
Fucking hell. Pulev laughing at him now, bro. He let him recover, bro. What a good right hand, man. Knocked the sweat. Oh, almost landed another one. I think he might have landed that one. Fucking Fury's tired, bro.
He is.
He's tired, bro.
Swinging punches. I mean,
Look at him. He's looking at the clock.
I don't want to throw shade anywhere, Nez, but Fury's punches are looking a lot like Wilder's. Big
That's swing. What I'm saying, bro. Oh, my God. Please. He almost had that one, bro. He put his left glove right on on Pulev's face. Oof. He wants to land the straight right so bad. If he just tried the uppercut, bro, to the chest, to the face, try it. Oh, my God. He's still coming over the top. This guy is fucking bugging. He tries it over the top 15 times per round, lands one, and he's content. My man, come around the side. Come up the middle. Change it, bro. Lead with the fucking left hook.
I don't know. Part of me thinks one of these massive punches could find the target. And
I hope. I'm still holding out hope that he could land another right hand like that and shake up Pulev, bro.
I'm trying to give you that glimmer of hope at the moment. You know, we're in the eighth round. Not that there's a title, but, you know, championship rounds coming up.
Oh, man. Dude, Pulev is so good with his jab, bro. Oh, my God. Look at Pulev. Dirty. Forearms, everything, man. Fury needs to. There we go. Uppercut, baby. That shit had no. He needs to bend his legs, man. Give me more. Fucking right hand again. This guy's terrible, bro.
This is mad ugly, though, right?
Terrible. I mean, I promise you, he hasn't thrown a left hook yet, bro. It's fucking insane. No punch selection. He's just tired, bro. He's against the ropes. He's trying to survive. Fucking Fury, bro.
This referee is awful, though.
Oh, man, bro. I wonder if he catches Pulev like that. You know, he keeps trying to time him as Pulev leans in.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he can catch him on the button and sleep him, bro.
If he does, I'm gonna take my headphones off.
People are saying Pulev has always had good stamina. Pulev definitely roided. Better, oh my God. Better fights in the schoolyard.
Pulev on that Billy Joe.
Damn, Huey would be a good stay busy fighter for David Price. Wow.
Bat Orange said Pedlev.
Damn.
Pedlev.
Bro, man, Fury really letting me down. Down, bro. Look at that jab that jab is hurting him more than the right hands, bro.
Oh, Ness.
Oof, look at that right. Good shit, Huey. But he had to come with the uppercut right there, but no, he's trying to look for the top.
Jeffrey Rodriguez, Rob said no shade and then compares Wilder to Fury, shaking my head. Regular UK clown shit. I just put a little disclaimer.
Man, punches landed 77 to 76, Rob. Holy shit, closer than what we thought.
It's crazy how it looks, though, right? Without the...
Hell yeah, that's insane.
But no, I don't know. He's really caught him there without right hand, but I don't know. People are saying, oh, pillow-fisted Fury and stuff, but...
Dude.
I gave that last one to Fury, by the way.
Yeah, that right hand was lovely.
Yeah.
Yo, he keeps ducking. Oh my God. Fucking Pulev's jab is like a magnet to his face.
It's easy when the hands are down though, right?
Yeah. Huey needs to get, thank you, honey. Pulev needs to get a little more.
Not Mike had gone.
Not what?
I thought Mike had gone.
No, my daughter's here.
I'm joking.
Pulev, Fury needs to get a little more aggressive. You know, he's got no dog in him, right? So Pulev is like using forearms, raking his eyes, you know, hitting him behind the head. He doesn't respect him. He's not getting punched to get respect, and he's not doing anything illegally back to get respect. So fucking Fury needs to man up, put his foot down, start letting this motherfucker walk up on him. Look, he's got him in a chokehold, bro. He's like treating him like a little boy, man.
Yeah, this is at times super, super horrible fight.
And I wish Fury would put more than 1-2 together. I mean, 8 rounds, 9 rounds in, and you're still doing 1-2. The same 1-2. Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you watch him when you got to watch him. Fucking hell, bro. Where's the 1-2-3 at? Where's the left hook? Like, what is this? Is shorts fell apart? What is that?
I'm just that little bit behind you. I hate it.
Ref had to scoop something off the floor. Some cloth. Again with the fucking jab and clinch. Dude, what's the next fight we could possibly watch? Like, after this is done? I mean, we got to wait till 10 o'clock?
Smash just said, Akoli beats Huey Fury.
Damn.
And then he followed that up with, Mike told me.
Damn, bro. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. We are in the 9th round, 39 seconds to go. Huey Fury just, he's not really taking an ass whooping, Rob, because it's not like Pulev is landing a bunch of clean shots, but he's just doing more work. Whether it's sloppy, whether it's illegal, he's doing more.
Like you say, that jab's look good. I mean,
look, damn, he landed it. Yo, he's landing that jab all day. I don't even understand why Pulev could land that left jab so much and not follow it with a right. It's crazy because he's killing him with the jab. Killing him.
And like you say, I mean,
oh my God, I'm telling you, he's going to stop him, bro. Holy shit. He just bounced him around the ring right now. This guy, he's not even punching back. He could barely keep his hands up. This is sad, bro. Look at this. He ate the jab again. I want my money back.
Yeah, the one of the 1-2 seems to always land, and it just doesn't.
Come on, Fury. Yeah. Jesus, Tyson's got to be looking this at Big Bear crying, bro. He looked at the clock.
People asking if this is on DAZN. No, it's ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus picked this one up. Thank God for that. I'm telling you, I wanted to watch it. Because, you know, the heavyweight division is interesting right now. And I want to know how these guys look. I don't want to have to go back and watch it and hear about it. I wanted to know how these guys look. And you know what? Pulev is looking good enough. I ain't picking him to beat Big Baby. I ain't picking him to beat Wilder or Joshua. I ain't even picking him to beat Povetkin. I don't think he could beat Povetkin.
Dillian White?
I don't think he could beat Dillian White. This guy can't beat anybody throwing punches, bro. I mean, Huey Fury's not throwing punches. He can't beat anybody throwing punches, bro. There's no way, man. I can't even believe that he's beating Huey Fury. I'm telling you, you know I picked Fury. I bet on Fury. This is fucking bullshit. Fury should be fucking boxing Terrence Crawford circles around this slow motherfucker. This guy's like a mummy in the ring and shit. And Fury's just waiting for him, waiting on him, letting him grab, letting him cheat, letting him rake his eye, letting him punch him behind the back. Fucking bullshit. He fucked up his whole Grease Lightning haircut with that one right hand. That shit knocked his pushback like sideways, bro. That shit made it a mohawk.
It was an electrocution, and then it was like bang.
Still. Hell yeah, that's the perfect word, McGregor boxing. Pulev is bullying him. That is absolutely right, because he's not doing anything great, man. This guy's another dude throwing 1-2 punches at a time, one punch in the clinch like that. He's barely winning this. That's why when the punch stats came up, it said 77 punches to 76 landed. You know, it's just one guy looks way better than the other landing those punches, unfortunately. But again, I'm dumbfounded. I can't believe this old motherfucker's beating this young guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's trying to take him out, bro. He's literally trying to take him out.
Yeah, he's proper coming forward, and I think he's got still maybe remain a little bit careful because Fury is trying to throw bombs if he lands one possibly, but
he doesn't respect Fury. You see what he just did? He forearm shoved Fury right now. He just doesn't give a fuck about him. There's no respect.
Yeah, totally.
That shit is cheating right there, and he don't give a fuck. One, because this punk-ass ref ain't saying shit or doing shit, and neither is Fury. Fury need to punch him right... Oh, good uppercut, Fury! Fury needs to punch him right in the fucking balls. But he ain't. No, I'm serious, bro.
Equalizer.
No, you don't wait for the fucking referee to fucking handle it. You handle that shit yourself, bro. It's good. Look, another headlock. It's like, am I watching an MMA fight or a boxing match? He can't do this to Big Baby. Big Baby dumb he didn't go over there. There's no way this guy could wrestle and grapple with Big Baby. No way.
Yeah, well, Nez, for your money.
Another punch behind the fucking head. Ridiculous, bro.
Definitely needing a knockout on the Fury.
Hell yeah. Is either Fury gets the knockout or my boy Yandel Evans got to come back. I mean, Derevchenko could win it back for me too. You know, there's a couple. I made a couple of bets. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully I make. I just want my money back at this point. Fucking Fury got me in a stinker fight, not doing shit. Making jokes. Bulev just lands a right hand and he makes jokes like, oh, I'm going to fall. You know, it's like, bro, that ain't going to win no rounds. Look, still shaking his head. No. Please, bro. Come on. Give me some punches. Put them together. Yeah. If he just tried a check left hook, bro, with all the times that Pulev is lunging, if he just tried the check left hook, I mean, what the fuck? Who am I, right? Who am I? But what is Peter Fury doing over there? I swear to you.
Yeah, people in the chat saying that's what you get for skipping your runs and stuff.
It's got to be the runs. It could be. He's not running. I mean, because we were expecting this guy to be dancing around. Donald Banks with the super chat. I knew Pulev would win at the weigh-in. Pulev had a six-pack. He's in great shape for this fight. I never seen Pulev with a six-pack. He's always looks chubby. That's what I said. This is not fucking WBC. You know what I mean? I wonder. That's the first thing I said. This motherfucker looks good. I said the same thing about the six-pack. That's why I chose this picture for the thumbnail. Like, this motherfucker got the V. Ain't he like 40?
What is that, your ages? Let me check.
Fuck, man. How you got that V? If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy these live fight chats. And if you do enjoy them, that means we're going to do more. We're thinking of doing another one for Jacobs Derevchenko, which is another big fight. And who knows, man? Maybe the Yandel Evans versus Machado. Psych. Nah, I'm joking. We maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, if I do that, then I got to come back and do a Lewis Richardson one day because Rob will fucking timestamp this show.
I know. Maybe do, I'm not sure if it's going to clash. Who is it? Progray and Flanagan.
Oh, yeah. Progray Flanagan. That'll be a great fight. I'm sure it'll be more excitement than this. Huey, I just need you to come from behind, baby. Dig deep. Dig deep. Let's go. There's only one Huey Fury. One Huey Fury. He's going to get the win even when he's away. There's only one Huey Fury about to get the win today.
Hope. Yeah, that was sweet, man.
Somebody got to cheer him on. He's on. Oh, my God. He tried to slingshot off the ropes. I really want to see, could he land one of those motherfuckers, bro? See if he's going to change. Oh, uppercut. Why doesn't he see that it works? You see? It works. Like, why doesn't he throw it more? Every time he fucking throws the uppercut, it lands. What a silly motherfucker. He's going to watch this shit back and be mad. Every time he's thrown it, it's landed, bro.
Yeah, I can see you're poised, ready for a big shot to land, and you're like, oh.
I want it.
This isn't the usual TBV fight chat. Usually at some point there's,
We're waiting for that. I mean, we had that one. Oh, he knocked some sweat off of Pulev, and Pulev hit him with his own right hand. But yeah, there's not no big clean shots here, man. Some bullshit going on.
This fight, we've had it like twice.
This fucking ref is shit, man. Jesus. I mean, he's going to take some of his skin off with the way he's raking him, bro.
Yeah, he's...
Bro, that ref, man, this is sad, bro. This is sad.
Someone said in the chat he's actually from Jersey, Nez.
It don't matter where he's from, bro. He needs to fucking get fired, man. fired. Fury got a cut on his face. You shouldn't have to deal with that, bro. And Fury's soft, man. You don't let no fucking dude. Look at that. Another forearm. Yo, soft, man. Fucking punch him in the nuts, bro.
Hang on. I'm going to mute myself quickly and get some volume. I want to hear what this crap.
Fucking hell, bro. Oh, you should have let it go. He should have let it go. He should have let that right hand go. Fuck. They probably would have disqualified Fury, but fuck it at this point. Pulev's cheating you, baby. Fucking come underneath, Fury, please, man.
Yeah, Pulev just... You know, it all split up and went to the side. He wanted to get straight back.
Another punch behind that. This ref is shit, bro. You know, look, I'm not saying Pulev isn't winning. Pulev is winning cleanly, but he's also getting massive free shots off illegally. Behind the head, behind the back, middle of the back. It's just raking the face. This fucking ref is trash, bro. Trash. Sucky ass motherfucker. Corny, bro.
Oh, dear. Yeah, it has been.
It's unbelievable, bro. He's not. He hasn't warned them one time. Forget point deduction. There's not even one warning.
Been barely one clinch that hasn't been. Like,
look at that. They're showing highlights of the fucking raking, bro. Look at. Oh my god. Oh man, if he would have hit that, if he would have hit Fury with that right hand, whoa. Look, Fury just keeps missing it. Go under. It's bouncing right off the top of the head. Did you at least hear Peter Fury? Did he say anything? Jesus, he better never let me see him. I'm going to interview him to death. He's gonna hate that interview. The fuck? How is no one telling this man to come under the bottom, bro?
Yeah. The uppercut has been, and he's just only used it late on, and it's just been... too little too late. You know, I think he caught him
up that top. Right hand. He gets success to the body and has an uppercut. He just landed. Oh, he wobbled right there. I thought he was about to like milk it and say he got hit illegally. Another fucking hit behind the head. Oh my god. Last thing I want is another Pritchard Cologne situation. People need to take this shit seriously. He's gotten hit behind the head like 10 times, bro. Look at the back of his neck all red. This referee, I'm serious. You guys think it's a joke. Like, after Pritchard, we should not be letting motherfuckers get hit like this, bro. Look at this guy's neck.
Yeah, this is fucking...
Yo, next thing you know, he don't fucking wake up tomorrow and nobody's joking anymore. This guy's a fucking cheater, bro.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility on refs. I think he could have easily made his mark early in the fight. And start, you know, you start taking points, it's, you know, this shit stops.
Exactly. All he's got to do is give him a couple warnings if you don't want to take and you know, you'll start thinking twice. I mean, look, fuck, bro. Between headlocks, face rakes, fucking dirty motherfucker, bro. And Fury's so tight. He can't even keep his hands up to block, man. He's now trying to just like turn his shoulder and roll with the punches, bro. This is insane.
This has been...
How are you on a championship level and you don't have the... Like, he's completely gassed out.
Yeah, this is...
I was not expecting this fucking shit, bro.
I honestly think if...
You better tell me he got a broken hand, bro. I want to hear that the hand is broke, the wrist, the forearm, something broke, bro.
Yeah, I think honestly...
If his motherfucking heart, I tell you that. I don't want to hear that his heart broke because that I can see. I need an excuse to believe that it's not the heart.
I honestly think if Pulev would have come for it, or if Pulev would have come out in this round, he could have got him out of there because he is out on his legs.
This is fucking insane. What a shit fight too. All this clinching, Pulev old ass cheating and shit. Fucking clincher. He's like now he's going to sit around and wait for an AJ fight for the next 6-7 months, this fucker. It's not like he's going to stay busy. At least Fury would have won and went and fought somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, potentially. Oh man, just ring this bell. This is
I know. You know, at this point, I don't even think Joe Joyce should fight Fury or nothing like that. Like he's regressed right here with this, bro. This makes no sense right here. I mean, because you can lose in better fashion, bro. You know? But I don't know, bro. I don't like the way he looked in this fight.
With you, I'm thinking we're going to hear something that was maybe wrong or I don't know, but it's not what I expected. But, you know, credit to Pulev, you know, admit, you know, amongst some dirty tactics, you know, he was the better guy. And I don't think
Sachs Warriors fake. He said, give me 40 minutes of my life back. I'm telling you, doggy, I feel the same way. Look at Alex Santos. This was a wrestling event with gloves. I mean, I'm glad it's not just me. I'm glad it wasn't me with my biased commentary because I picked Fury. Because, like, dude, this shit was an ugly fight. Look, yep, he's garbage. Somebody said, let's go, Pulev. Pulev. Damn, 121 away, Pulev. Jesus. It better not be that wide. I mean, how many did Fury win? Well, I gave Fury one, maybe the first. Maybe he got two rounds, maybe three. That's being very generous, though. I don't think he got, you know, more than three rounds.
Two, maybe three, a push, if you were generous.
And I know that first round is iffy, bro, because Pulev came on strong in the last round. Like, we all gave Fury that round, but some people in the chat were giving Pulev the first round because, again, he landed those rights at the end. Fucking hell, man. Fury, bro. Now, this goes to show that you can act like you're going to win. You know, you can paint your face and be Mel Gibson in Braveheart. Don't matter. You know? Confidence doesn't mean shit, even though it goes a long way. Goes a long way, man. I just hope he's okay. You know what I mean? I know he's walking around okay right now. I'm honestly hoping that he's really okay. He got hit with a lot of shots behind the head, bro. In my opinion, I don't know. Maybe we'll get some callers or commenters in the future saying, "Yeah, man, you were seeing it wrong or whatever." Oh, that dude with the purple suit, isn't that the dude with sparring AJ? With the blazer, it's not a suit. He's got burgundy pants, wine color pants with the wine vest, black shirt. He looks tall as fuck. He looked like he's a heavyweight. You don't see him? Right there behind the announcer. That has to be that dude, like from Dubai or whatever, those Sparan IJ.
Name's gone. But yeah, I think it is the guy you're saying. Hang on.
Could be.
I'm gonna listen to the I'll be back. I'm gonna
Yeah, let me know. Keep me posted. So, guys, if you're listening to this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Please, helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy these live fight chats. And, yeah, from body language, Pulev's definitely gotten the win. And he's the winner on points. And, yeah, Fury's not contesting it. Yeah, it is what it is, bro. It's Dunsky on this. Let's see if we got any callers. Oh, yeah. We got a whole shitload of callers that didn't call in because they were not excited and they don't want to talk about this fight. And they'd rather us end the fucking live stream. Doesn't that suck? But, yeah, we're going to be back with a Regis Progress live stream for Terry Flanagan. Today is all about boxing. It is work, 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 work. So if you want to rock out with us, you know what to do. Hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Click that notification bell so you can get those notifications whenever we go live, because we will be going live 1, 2, 3, who knows, even 4 more times tonight.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work. It's in-
Rob.
You know, scorecards were, I think, 117, 111, 118, 1110, and one of the judges had it 115, 113 to Pulev. Unanimous decision. But yeah, that was tight as fuck, according to that judge. But yeah, I don't think Fury particularly turned up. Maybe we were here, something was wrong, something went on. Apparently there was some commotion last night, and Mick Hennessy wasn't very pleased with something. Like, there was some rule breaks or something. I think it was Coogan tweeted something out. But obviously the fight went ahead, whatever that was, some breach of contract. But it is what it is. We're, we had the fight. I kind of wish it was called off now, because that was not the greatest watch. But, you know, we can't always make them exciting for you, you know. So we try. We're here working and bringing you the TBB coverage. But hit that thumbs up on the way out. I'm UK Rob TBV, Instagram and Twitter. Follow me. Hit me up. But, yeah.
Quick super chats, Jeffrey Rodriguez, AJ showing up April 13th in a ski mask, of course, because he's going to be robbing the public by fighting Dillian White and not AJ versus Wilder. Andre Diacono on a super chat says the referee needs to be beat at the IBF office in New Jersey. He definitely does, because he was atrocious. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget, you can hit that thumbs up button, future, present, past. It doesn't matter. The number, save it, store it. Put NestGTO, put TBV, put Rob, a.k.a., you know, Robbie Hearn. Save it in your phone, 1-425-569-5241. And my man, no need to type when you can Skype. Catch us on the next one. Click that notification bell. Peace.